You say, years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...
These days, you'd probably stay at a motel.
What about a long time ago?
A hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a...
theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the...
hospital.
And the woman that'd look after you.
Nurse.
And you'd catch a train at the...
station.
Do you ever call that the rail?
Railway station? Railroad station?
Would you ever use one of those terms?
Railroad station, probably.
And...
referring to a big one.
Do they... where would the big one be here?
Well, the big one now is called Union Station, but before they consolidated all the passenger trains in one place, I guess we would, now that I think about it, probably the train station. It's been a long time.
The place in the center of town around the courthouse, the grassy area, it's called the...
square.
And you'd say, in Orleans Parish, New Orleans is the...
I mean, like county seat.
Okay. Do you use that term?
No, I guess you would say parish. Of course, Orleans Parish and New Orleans are the same, so it's not really a very good example. You know, there are no other towns in the parish except, you know, the boundaries are the same. But in the other places, you would say the parish seat, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had some furniture, one sitting square in the corner. It was kind of diagonal, so that there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner. You'd say it was sitting...
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
You mean the furniture was shaped that way?
No, if you wanted to put a table there, you didn't want to put it just right, fitting it right exactly into the corner. Instead, like here's the corner, and you put it like this. So there's a space here, a triangle between the back of the furniture and the corner. You say the furniture was sitting.
I don't know.
Did you ever say cattywampus or kitty corner or Annie Goblin?
No. Those are great words, though.
Have you ever heard them used?
No, I've heard catty corner, but not with relation to furniture. Catty corner, to me, means... on opposite corners, say at the corner of a street.
Mm-hmm. Diagonally across the
street? Yeah.
You'd tell the bus driver this next corner is where I...
get off.
And if you were a postmaster, you'd be working for the federal...
for the post office.
Okay, and before that it was the federal...
well, I would have always called it the post office.
Okay. And you pay taxes to the...
Internal Revenue Service.
To support the...
the government.
And the police in town are supposed to maintain...
law and order.
And the fight between the North and the South was called the...
Civil War.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
hung. But that's not the right word, is it? It's hanged.
Which
I guess I would have said hung, though.
You said they took the man out and they...
hanged him.
Did you ever say hung him?
I'm sure I did. I just said it a minute ago.
You used it for both the past and the past participle?
Yeah.
And someone asks you to go with them somewhere and you're not sure you want to. You say, I don't know what I want to go or not. I don't know.
I don't know if I want to.
And if you wanted to go with you, you'd say, I won't go.
Unless you do.
And... you say, I had a choice of two things, and I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that.